Hello.
Hey. not even, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, with this, okay, we've got that. Now, are we doing the second location as well?
Well, I don't think I really want to promote that area right now.
Okay.
Because it is, and we're going into winter, first of all, and it gets snowy, and I don't even want to do any work over there in the winter.
Okay. All right, so I'll just put a note here to follow up in the spring, and then you can always just reach out to me anytime if you decide. Hey,
so I'm
going to
need to
straightened out.
Figure out how to modify my website to have a landing page for that area.
We'll take care of that for you when you're. We'll take care of that.
Attached to that profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can take care of all that when you're ready to bring that location in the loop. We can take care of all that for you. It's already included. No, don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. We're literally a one-stop shop here, and we like to give you everything under one roof at an affordable rate. So.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, I want something bare to actually exist, but I don't definitely. So right now there's a Hispanic guy that he really liked me and he liked the work I did for him. And so he's like, oh, if you give me business cards, my brother's, anyway, his brother does, home improvements. I don't know what it was. He told me. Anyway, he said, I could give my brother all your cards and he can hand them out to all of his customers. And I haven't done that, but he offered to do it and he's already got me, two other jobs.
Wow.
Without me giving him any cards at all. So anyway, word of mouth can actually spread over there for me. But, right now I'm hoping nobody's going to call from here till spring because
you don't want to go over there.
Yeah, I don't want to go over there. And my, like I said, the truck barely tracks on the road as it is. And if it's icy, I'm going to go in the ditch for sure.
Okay.
And in the ditch over there is terrifying. We're like off a, 40-foot drop down.
Yeah.
The slope. You know, it's rock. It's, that whole place was a boiling lake of lava, 4,000 years ago.
Wow.
It's like going to the moon or something. There's no trees. It's really an awful place. And I wouldn't be moving over there except for I basically had no choice. So I spent a year and a half looking for some other piece of property over here. I have many pieces of property I own, but the government says, oh, you're too close to the water. Well, that's the reason I bought it, is I wanted to live by the water.
Right.
But they're like, no, you can't live near the water, So I have properties that I could live on except for the government, And so I like, well, I guess you go where the government, where there is no water and, where it's just ugly desolation and then maybe they'll leave you alone. I doubt it. But
I doubt it too.
Well, yeah, because already,
oh, man.
So there's 90 acres is where my house is right now. And, and Mike, it's a pot farm is what it is, but my friend Ben had a pot farm and he split it up into roughly 20 acre parcels. The one I'm, got my stuff, some of my stuff on right now is 23.8 acres, but, there's one up the street on the other side of the road and that's a different county. So we're right on the county line. From what I understand, Lincoln County is not progressive. They're, more laid back county and they're not going to come out and harass you. And Grant County has just already started and it's partly Ben's fault and my fault for owning too much stuff. But, anyway, they came out because Ben had a permit for some more pens for growing and he had to get those done. And he had already moved two mobile homes in using my mobile home toter truck. and one of them he had a permit on. The second one, he applied for a permit, and that actually is what sparked all their interest. So couldn't actually apply for an accessory dwelling unit until you had the primary dwelling unit signed off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't done. So then they're like, oh, my goodness, look at that. So they pulled up their satellite or aerial images, and they're like, oh, look at all these uninstalled mobile homes there on the property. That's illegal, you know. So now we're in the illegal phase. But as far as we knew, you couldn't get a permit to just park a mobile home on a property without it being permitted and you know, having a well and having a septic and all that stuff. But, you know, I'd been paying a lot of money over here to store that mobile home, and so it was an opportunity to move it over there and have it parked there for free.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I didn't, you know, I'm having to concentrate on moving stuff and not spending money on putting in wells and septics. And so anyway, things are turning into a disaster over there. And so I have to try to locate the owner of this 80-acre piece up the road and see if there's any chance that they'd be willing to sell that, because it's in a different county. And then I can move everything, you know, up the road a mile and on the other side of the street. And then Grant County wouldn't have anything to say about it anymore, because it wouldn't be in their county.
Right.
So that's just more things on the table that I have to do.
So while we were chatting here and going over the information, I was looking in with my supervisor, and I was requesting a couple of things from him. I let him know that you do have the second location at this moment. It's going to be, you were going into winter, the ground is hard, all the things that you shared with me, but that you do want the landing page to work off the website to go to that location. And that location currently on Google doesn't have a website at all. So instead of doing like a huge advertisement on that location when you're not ready, what he gave me to offer is I can offer you that second location for now, through the, you know, to get it straightened out and going at $149 a month. And what that's going to do is we can go ahead, we can build out that second location landing page from the initial website. We can also go ahead and get everything straightened out with that Google profile and make sure that it's all consistent and accurate. And then after that's going, like if you ever need to pause that, you can pause it, or you can increase it once the spring comes and you're ready to crank it up and really get more business from that area, because things are moving along there a little bit better. But that was something that he told me to go ahead and offer you for the second location was $149.
Oh, okay. And that, so the $149, you could get it started and then I can pause it after you get that done?
Yeah, after we get it all done, you're going to give it like the 45 days or so, you know, before you're going to pause that, because we have to claim it. We're going to get the website going and get the website attached to it with that second page and go ahead and get that going. So that way everything is correct, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. I guess we can start off with that.
Okay. So let me go ahead and make these changes really quick. Give me just a second. And then I want to make sure that I get the proper information for that as well. Okay. Like that. Now, that second location in Wilson Creek, I know it's on the eastern side of Washington. Is it anywhere near Spokane?
No. It's 100 miles from there.
Okay. I've been there quite a few times. We have family up there.
Yeah,
that's
Spokane,
why I asked.
I would be happy to live there.
It's beautiful, right?
It actually has trees. It has trees. There's nothing but tumbleweeds and sagebrush where I'm going, so it's like...
Right.
It's the absolute opposite of anything that I would want, you know, any place I'd want to live. Even the 80 acres, I went and walked around on it. My clothes were covered in these sticky plant material, like I call it burrs, but it wasn't exactly that. But it was prickly like a burr, and it was on my jacket. My jacket was, you know, I don't think I was even, I don't know how this stuff got onto my, I don't want to call it a jacket exactly. It was kind of like a fleecy type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they were stuck to me everywhere, and you'd try to brush it off, and they were just actually, you know, like Velcro attached to your clothes. And I'm like, what a horrible place, you know. Even the plants want to attack you. Everything wants to attack you over here.
Oh, gosh.
So,
wow.
So, you know, I hauled a swimming pool over there, a fiberglass one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if I'm going to live in this hellhole, I'm going to, you know, build a kind of like a greenhouse with the swimming pool inside it. And
right.
Because I'm going to have some kind of oasis in order not to go totally insane living in some arid, horrible place.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have to be near the water.
Yeah, I want water. I want green. Mm-hmm. And it's all brown. You know, everything's brown there. And, you know, people in California are like, oh, look at those beautiful amber, you know, waves of green, or hills of green, or whatever they call it.
It's not always
like that.
What are
you talking
Listen,
about? Everything's dead around here. You know?
I grew up in the high desert, and it was dead as a doornail, and so hot, okay? It wasn't like that, I'm telling you. It was not all amber waves of green.
Yeah. No, I was like, okay, well, I guess that's a good positive way to look at it, but to me, I just see death, and I long to go back to Washington to, you know, so I, you know, at one point I was driving after work, I drove all the way to Yosemite, and by the time I get there, the park was closing, and I'd pay to get in, and I'd have like 30 minutes, you know. And they're like, well, you're going to have to leave in 30 minutes. And I'm like, I don't care. I just have to see some trees and water and green and
life.
And then I drive another 5 hours back home and get home at like 3 a.m. and go to work again. So, you know, that little by little, I've been programming my brain to think it's okay to be in these arid places. But it's not me. It never has been me. And I'm moving over to what I would call hell. But Thurston County, you know, they attacked the landowners where I live. And they said all my stuff had to be gone in 30 days. And I said, it took me 13 years to get it here. It's not going to be gone in 30 days, you know. And so then I had to file a lawsuit against Thurston County. And unfortunately, they went and dismissed my case with prejudice, so then I had to appeal that to the Court of Appeals. And I have put a winning argument in there, but that doesn't mean anything. They'll, you know, the court could just simply say, we disagree or whatever, you know. But anyway, I have been trying to get things moved, not very successfully, but I have moved quite a bit of stuff. And that's kind of what I should be putting all my effort towards, is getting moved out of here. Because my landlords are the ones that they're after. And and I've been doing the best I can to protect them. But before I was family to them, and now I'm just a thorn in their side, you know. And it's not just my stuff, it's their stuff too. They got as much as I do. But
wow, okay.
Mine doesn't belong there, but theirs, you know,
right.
I guess theirs doesn't belong there either, according to the government. But you know, I am at this point, like, you know, mutual friends, like Harbor Freight. There's a lady that works there that's a mutual friend of both of ours. And she's like, Paul makes it sound like it's all you, you know. And I'm like, well, it's partly me. I said, but if I'm gone, he's still going to have the same problem, you know. But as long as my stuff is there, then they can say it's all me, you know. And that's the way they feel right now, is that I'm this terrible problem for them. And I'm also the only thing standing in the way of the county and them. But November 5th, that's when the appellate court renders their decision. And I have no way to believe that they're actually going to rule in my favor, because that septic lawsuit that I talked to you about, mm-hmm. they didn't rule in my favor. They covered it all up and shoved it under the carpet, you know.
Mm.
And so I didn't actually, I was right, they were wrong, but I lost,
right.
you know.
Mm.
And all they did is fell back on an old decision, which I'm like, duh, you know. That was the whole point of my lawsuit, is that Thurston County has authority over on-site sewage disposal systems. But they aren't private septic systems. They're a part of a system of sewerage. But that's all they did, is they said that they had authority over that. And I'm like, no kidding. I wasn't saying they didn't. I just simply said that septic systems are not one of those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can just – they never had a hearing. You know, I went to the hearing, and they weren't there, and – they simply told, oh, they rented a private chambers to hear your case. And I'm like, well, I want to go to this private chambers. And they're like, oh, well, there's no oral arguments allowed. You're not allowed to go there. I said, I don't think you're having a hearing. I think you're just lying about everything.
Right.
And I said, well, I'll take it to the Supreme Court. And she said, the clerk said, well, that's your right.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Supreme Court, and they said, well, Mr. Boland, this is really excellent, but you're too late. And I said, I can't be too late. I had 6 weeks to get this filed. It's only
right.
been 3 weeks. And they said, oh, well, according to the Court of Appeals, they notified you over a month ago or whatever. I forgot what they said. But
wow.
Said, I'm not too late. Oh, well, we're not going to hear your case, you know.
Aww.
And so they just shoved the whole thing under the carpet. Well, you know, that's, I believe, what they're doing here, because – my appeal went to Division 2, which is for this area where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent it to Division 1, which is in Seattle. And they also said there's no oral arguments allowed on this case. And I'm like, they're just going to do the same nonsense they did last time.
Mm.
So I really needed to have the stuff they were angry about moved off the property, and it's not. And I, you know, November 5th is, I mean, there's
can't get here fast enough, can it? Hey, I have a question. What is the zip code for the Wilson Creek location?
I can look it up.
I'm going to need the full address as well. But right now I just need the zip code.
See.
And then I have the phone number for that location is 360-956-0134. Is that correct?
What is it?
360-956-0134.
That's for Olympia.
That's for Olympia?
Yeah.
That's the location, that's the one that they have attached to the... Okay, hold on. They have... Wow. Okay, so they have a number for the Olympia location. It's 360-637-4793.
That's not totally ideal.
They already have, I see what's going on here. I see what's going on here. They have two profiles set up for it already, for the Olympia location. That explains it. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Okay. That's okay. I'm going to go ahead and notate that here. Hold on a second here. Let me get in there. Let me change those notes real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Has two GBP. We need to claim and combine. Okay. We're going to claim them and combine them. So that's not going to be a problem. We're going to take care of that for you. And then for the location in Wilson Creek, we'll just go ahead and we'll create a brand new one, and it's going to be fine. No worries. Okay. Got that. Let's see here. Give me 1 second. Website and surrounding, and then Wilson Creek and surrounding. Okay. All right. I've got that. Okay. Let me submit this real quick. Okay. What is the zip code for?
So I'm trying to figure out how to use Google Map to pull up the location. I'm looking at it. It's just, you'd think if I...
So the phone number that we're speaking on right now is 0048. This is your cell phone?
That's my home phone number.
Okay, that explains why I wasn't able to send you a text message. So the cell phone number, what is your cell phone number?
It's 360-500-1832.
Okay, and then what is the phone number that you want to show for the Olympia location? It's not the number we're speaking on, right? It's the number 360-956-0134.
So that was my original business telephone number down Little Rock Road when I owned a home down there. And I was doing a lot of traveling, Eastern Europe and different places, and my niece was living in my house with me, and she wouldn't leave that telephone alone, and it was our business number, and she was always on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother said, you need to move that number to me so we can actually get phone calls, you know.
Okay.
So I sent it to him,
mm-hmm.
and he took over the number, and he didn't give me any of the, you know, business or phone calls. And so I had to start all over again, you know.
Okay.
Wasn't something my brother should have done. But he ended up with that number, and then when he died, I got it back, you know.
Okay.
So
that's
far as
the
I
number
know,
you
that
want
number...
to show for that location is you want that number ending in 0134 to show for Olympia location.
Yeah, I guess that probably works. So
okay.
The home number, the 0048 number, that's a UMA. That's... You know, Umatello, it's a voice over internet or internet whatever phone service.
Okay.
And the 956 number dials into that number. It's listed on UMA as, or it's whatever you would call that.
Okay.
Docked with UMA.
Okay.
So people can leave a message on the UMA number.
Okay.
But
and
it
then,
doesn't ring to my cell phone, and it will notify me on messages that I received a phone call, and then I have to log into UMA to actually hear the voicemail that they left.
Okay.
So it's not, nothing's ideal, but I'm only one person. I can kind of only handle a few things per day, jobs
right.
per day, and I already get those. But, you know, if I decide to do something different and, you
mm-hmm.
know, I can't imagine myself hiring someone I've never had a good experience with that in the past, you know.
So
every
what
time
is
I've
the...
tried to expand and get employees, it's been a disaster.
What is the phone number for the Wilson Creek location?
I think I can look that in my, possibly, documents. So, let's see. Where would I look in here? Oh, I guess I could look up BolinSeptic.com.
BolinSeptic.com's website shows the phone number, the 509-778-4590.
Yeah,
that's
Wilson.
That's Wilson?
That's
okay.
Wilson
okay, let me grab it.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the zip code for Wilson? do you have the address where it's located, and I can get the zip code?
Well, yeah, if I could figure out where on the computer I put that information.
Okay.
So I probably should go to Grant County. Is there? So the problem is I had all that on my last laptop, which was about a year old, and I leave them on 24 hours a day, and so about a year they crash and burn and die, and I lose everything. So this computer may or may not have that information on it. So I'm on Google Maps and I'm looking at the location, but it's not pulling up an address for some reason if you click on that. But if I go to Grant County,
okay, it looks like there's only one zip code that's in Wilson Creek, and that's 98860. They don't have multiple locations, but I will need the address.
If you have to put the first name last on this search. Oops. How about Potter? Maybe I should have just put Potter. There's probably not a lot of Potters over there. Oh. It said none found. Owner name, Potter. I wonder if he has it under. Oh my goodness. How am I going to find out that address? Property search. Property address. X Road. Sure don't like their property address. X. So, you know, it's not pulling up anything on Quincy and Moses Lake. Nope. How weird. There's actually quite a few Potters over there.
Hmm.
I wonder if it's under a This is Grant County, Washington, isn't it? Yeah, I think so. I wonder if I put the coordinates of it.
It's not that they have like a bunch of mismatched information all over the internet for your company. They have it 9942 Little Rock Road, Wilson Creek, 98512.
Oh, yeah, that's totally wrong.
That's totally wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't help. I had that address. It's listed as a Wilson Creek address, but it's right next to Marlin, which is called Krupp, K-R-U-P-P, Washington. And it's like maybe 3 miles out of Marlin. And, but the address was Wilson Creek. And did I ever send an email? Maybe I should check emails. Search my emails. Normally, somehow in the past, I was able to pull up the address, and I, Google's doing a terrible job. It's not, I mean, you can look at the farm, and it won't tell you the address. Well, the zip code is 98832. I can tell you that much, but as far as the, what this address is.
Oh, the zip code is 98832?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 98860. Okay.
Yeah, it's 98832.
Okay.
It's Road X Northeast, 98832. I can't at the moment remember how in the world I got the address for this. So.
I just put that information in. The only address that comes up is 2268 Road X, Northeast Marlin, Washington, 98832.
Okay, I am looking at it from Street View. I wonder why it doesn't give an address.
I don't know.
Maybe they don't know the address. So at my old computer, I had the address down, and I would have thought I pulled it off of the county's website, but...
Okay, so you can continue to look for that or find it here. And then once you have it, we'll go ahead and put that information in. For now, what I'd like to do, Ricky, if that's okay, is go ahead and schedule your onboarding call with the technician so we can secure the position and get the billing information down. And then once you have that address, then we can go ahead and put it in.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine. This isn't even... All right. Well, yeah, I guess we'll have to, they'll have to work on trying to find out what that address is.
Right. So for the client interview, I can schedule that. Today I have between 3 and 4 p.m. Would that work for you? Or do you want to schedule it for tomorrow?
What time is it now? It's 10:47.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be off at a job. Yeah, there's no way I could do it today.
Okay, what time is good for you tomorrow? The appointments start as early as 9 a.m.
Yeah, probably 9.
Okay, cool. So what I'm doing is I'm actually assigning you a specific account manager. His name is Abraham, and he's going to be excellent with taking care of you on this, and he's going to be the main person. Like, you can always contact me, but he's going to be the main person to take care of you. And anytime you need a change or an update, you're not being bounced around the company. You're dealing with Abraham specifically. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's a pretty cool guy. He takes a lot of my accounts as account manager. Because he does so well with them. I think you're really going to like him. Now, for the account, so today what we're charging is the $249, because we got it down from $299, with the setup fee, which is $348, and then the $149 for the other locations. So your grand total today is $499. You want to put that on Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
hold on. So, it is Visa.
Okay. And is the billing address the Little Rock Road Southwest?
It might be 10028 Little Rock Road Southwest.
Okay. We'll see here. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4100.
Mm-hmm.
3901.
Mm-hmm.
2274. 3996.
Expiration month and year?
04/26.
3-digit code on the back?
225.
Okay. And then I'm gonna go ahead and process the account. For the security question, do you want that to be your first pet's name, the city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name?
First pet.
Which is?
Maggie. M-A-G-G-I-E.
Okay. Now, we set that to protect your proprietary information. I'm going to read a voice verification now outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, I do need to verify the card number, make sure that I have the proper information, because I think I took a card digit down incorrectly. So I have the card number is 4100.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I put it away.
I'm sorry.
Come out of there. Okay. Go ahead.
4100.
Yep.
3901.
Yep.
2264.
No, 74.
74. 3996.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then it expires April of 26, and the three-digit security code is 225.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to read the voice verification now outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. And if you have any questions during the voice verification, feel free to stop me so I can address it, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Bowl and Septic Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ricky Bowen, owner.
Ricky, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Not sure what that means.
All that means is that you agree to let us know if you choose to move forward with any other type of marketing, so that way we're able to work with them as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is October 22nd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $499 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. Additionally, that does include both locations for Wilson Creek as well as Olympia and the surrounding areas. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes. There's no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. The reoccurring payment will take place on the 22nd day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of just $400. Again, this is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes. There's no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. The reoccurring payment can be stopped at any time or paused. Simply contact us 3 days before the billing is due so we can make changes and adjustments to your account. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs, okay? We're going to take good care of you, Ricky. Now, We are. I'm sending a text message to the number ending in 1832. That's your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
sending that to you now with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you can contact me. And as soon as you have that second address, please let me know so that I can go ahead and get it put in, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got that. This is Amy from Local Splash.
Yep, okay. That's me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I guess I better get off to work.
Okay, and then as soon as you have that second address, let me know, okay?
All right, I was trying. I don't know why I can't get it again. I had it. If I could remember how in the world I got it before, I can look at the address. I can even look at it from Street View, but it won't give an address on Google. And somehow, maybe I'll have to call Ben and find out. I mean, how did I get the address before? Anyway, I'll call Ben and find out what it is.
Okay, awesome. I look forward to that, okay?
All right.
I'll talk with you soon. Okay, bye. Yep, I sure did. And it's all in your email. Everything's in your email, too, okay?
So I could text the address to you?
You can, absolutely. You can text it, for sure. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.